96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The Essentials, serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation.
Good evening and welcome to The Essentials, The Reset. I am your host, Hubert Edwards, and this evening, as usual, we are going to seek to have ourselves a wonderful conversation. I am asking you to join in on the conversation if you so desire. You know the lines, the numbers to call in. I will share them a bit later. But, you know, looking forward to a conversation. Last week, we dealt with some issues relating to international organization, the United Nations, and the question was, to what extent are these institutions failing countries like the Bahamas, failing countries in the third world, failing countries in the African diaspora in many ways? As the Honorable Prime Minister said in his speech there, that look, you know, black ruled country or black countries matters too. And so this evening we are going to shift. I know that there are a lot of issues taking place. There's a lot of discussion around price control for the pharmaceutical companies or the pharmacies. There's discussion with the groceries. There are a number of very lively issues taking place on social media. But we are not going to go there. We are going to leave those for those persons who are best suited for having those conversations. And we're going to try to do something this evening with a little bit more uplifting, a little bit more inspirational, a little bit more focus on us as individuals. How do we get to move ourselves forward? The inspiration for show this evening is a lady who I met maybe 3 years ago or so. I went to this particular event. Turns out, this is my conclusion, that it was an event for ladies because I was the only man there. But it was enjoyable. She taught, she delivered in such a inspiring and a significant way. Not that that wasn't expected, because this is an individual of great repute in that regard. But one of the things which I found most interesting and really which kind of lingered with me, has lingered with me since then, is the extent to which she was so personable, the extent to which she connect very easily and on a very, very, I would say, down-to-earth beings, even though she is so. And it wasn't as if that connection was forced. It was intentional. You could see that. It was deliberate. But it came across as being very authentic and real. And so last week, as I traveled, I had the fortune of experiencing this lady again. making the connection with her, seeing her. And so I walked up to her and decided to, you know, introduce myself. I know she don't know me from Adam. I told her I was at a function. She recognized the function as it was, and we talked a bit. But again, that personal connection, the ability to make you feel comfortable, the ability to be in the presence of an individual without feeling the overbearing of their repute, of their notoriety. And so we talk about it. I shared a couple of things which I've done since that event. And, you know, she was most encouraging, and she talked about possibilities. And so this evening, I want to dedicate the show to that experience, those experiences. And the lady I speak of is Miss Lisa Nichols, and she's now Lisa Nichols Hall. She is married to Marcellus Hall. Most of us know him from sports, the sports reporter. But certainly an individual who has a lot to share, an individual who I think when you listen to her words, it puts you in a place of being inspired and being comforted. And so this evening, we are going to invite her, not her, she physically. So what we've done is we've gone to Facebook, not Facebook, YouTube. We have taken a selection of presentations that she has made, short bits and pieces thereof. We're going to present those with a view of how can we inspire ourselves in this time. Like I said, there's a lot happening. And some of the things which are happening are indicative, in my view, of more to come. We look around the world today and we look around the country, and we are definitely in a place of bother economically because of the global environment, largely. But at the end of the day, every single individual has to survive and do more than survive, every single individual. But how do you do that consistently? How do you work on that consistently when you feel the pressure, when you feel like you are being beaten down, when you feel like you just can't move another step? But life circumstances is such that you have to move, you have to get up, you have to go, you have to be the strong person, you have to be the individual who gives confidence to those around you, you have to be the person who remains the anchor in the whole process. And this may be in a setting of family, it may be in the setting of a business, it may be in even broader in the setting of a wider community. And then there is yourself. You have to do all of that. You have to be strong for everyone. You have to be inspiring for everyone. You have to be supportive for everyone. And then in your quiet moments, you have to be strong for yourself, even those moments that you wish not to be strong. How do you do that? How do you keep your focus on your future? How do you keep your focus on becoming a better person? How do you keep your focus on being the individual that you desire to be from the highest word, your knees? How do you get there? When faced with the obstacles of life, as we have 2 years now going into 3 years, just taking on a different look, a different feel. But when faced with those significant pressures, how do you respond? How do I respond? How do we respond? How do we put ourselves in the best position to secure the best opportunities that we're capable of securing? How do we position ourselves to move from where we are, to move from a place which no longer suits us, no longer serves us, and serve those around us by extension? And start that walk forward, start the movement forward, start to make that trek which is going to make us better persons in real terms, to make us grow, to add value, to create a deep sense of being valuable to those around us. How do we do that? I think one of the first things that we have to remember, we have to remind ourselves, is that resilience and persistence, deep down doggedness, is very, very important and critical. The idea of giving up ought not be in our consideration at any point in time. We simply have to always work to do our best. I, like many persons, I use social media, Facebook, more than anything else. And many times I write, I have this thing I put at the end, hashtag keep walking. Keep walking. Because it doesn't matter what the issue you are faced with. It doesn't matter how tough the challenges are. The one commitment, if you continue to make it, if you continue to make this commitment that I will keep walking forward, you're going to get somewhere. At worst, you are not going to be at the place that you were. And so that encounter with Lisa Nichols over the week got me to start to think, well, maybe it's time on this show, to which I shared with her too. It's time we kind of hit the reset button. We've been talking about some heavy issues all along. Not that the issues that we're about to discuss are not heavy, but we've been talking about heavy issues outside of us, things that are out there in the environment, things that we can control, things of the economy and the debt and all of those things which come to bother us from time to time. So today we want to kind of take a look within. We want to introspect. We want to get to a place where we can see. We will see if we're able to nudge ourselves forward. And I'm sure this is not for everyone, but certainly there are persons out there who will benefit. I'm convinced of that. Persons who are going through challenging times, persons who may have lost jobs, persons who may have been, who are currently struggling with relationship issues, persons who may not feel worthy, who may not feel themselves at a level where they are capable of, persons who may not recognize the greatness within them. This is for you. Because certainly in 2022, as we are about to close the year out, we are now in November. Once we get out of November, it's 1 month to go. Having lived through 2019, 2020, 2021, and now heading out of 2020, we have to decide on a number of things. So if you were out there hustling and pushing, then, you know, much love to you. That's the way to go. But if you were not, my message to you is that, look, you're still here. If you were scared that you weren't going to make it, well, you're still here. If you're still afraid of trying, the message is you are going to be here for a little while yet. I don't know how long, but you may be here for a long while. The question is, if you refuse to try now, if you do not start at this moment, if you do not confront your fears, regardless of how they make you feel, whether they make you tremble inside, whether they make you feel like you are just totally nauseated, you feel like you just want to give up and the cold sweat wash over you and you feel like your temperature is going up 25 degrees, whatsoever the feeling that you get, I am saying to you, it's time to step back, to be calm, to find some source of inspiration, to find your own personal internal motivation, whatsoever it is that you desire to do, which you have not yet done, or maybe you're not currently working on. It's time to get cracking. No better time than now to get the New Year thing rolling. And for those who are doing, and those who are achieving, and those who are succeeding, kudos to you. Continue to do well. Continue to work hard to take it to another level. For others of us who are working to get there, let's commit to do so. So we are going to invite Lisa Nichols, Lisa Nichols Hall, for us here in the Bahamas. As a professional person, I'm sure she will maintain her former name, for obvious business reasons. But from the Bahamas, from the rocks in the Bahamas, we will look at her and we will recognize that she's associated with someone who is right here from this rocks. someone who is well-known, someone who is very personable himself to many persons. An individual with a quick smile and a warm personality. So we make that connection through the Bahamas, but we also look for the deeper connection of the value that she has created and deposited into the world. We can go to YouTube and we can pull these up and we can use them for our own purpose. So let's start, Mr. Producer, with the first clip. As we listen to her, ask the question, are you willing? Are you willing to do what is necessary to get you to the place that you desire to be? Let's take the first clip.
Some of your fears come out of something someone said about you. Some of your best motivation came wrapped in sandpaper. Some of your best motivation didn't come wrapped in love and came with warm cookies and milk. It came wrapped in sandpaper. It came wrapped in thorns. It came wrapped in that divorce. It came wrapped in the loss of a loved one. It came wrapped in something that didn't work. Some of your best motivation that you needed, some of the best lessons that you need to learn came wrapped in sandpaper. Your job is to take the information, to take the lesson, and to take the opportunity and use it to fuel you, not make you afraid. Hold fear. Don't wait for the fear to leave you. Hold fear in one hand and passion in the other and leap. Because only one of three things are going to happen. One, you're going to fly. Two, you're going to fall and hit something soft. Or three, you'll fall and hit something hard and need a Band-Aid. Either way, you've been built to last. Either way, you'll get up and do it again. Either way, you'll play full out. Either way, you'll show up. Either way, we'll get the best version of you. Either way, it's your time right now. You assume you have forever. I'm saying you need now. I'm saying be radical enough, be outrageous enough, be unapologetic enough to hold fear in one hand and passion in the other and leap anyway. There's not one thing. Not one thing you can go through, not one thing you can come through, not one thing you can be on your way to that doesn't make you perfect for us. To do that thing that you've been designed to do, to say that thing you've been designed to say, to bring that experience that you've been called to bring, are you willing to go to the edge and hold fear in one hand and passion in the other and leap?
Are you willing to hold fear in one hand and passion in the other and leap? Are you willing to do that? If you are, then the question is, are you willing? Because many times we have a fair idea of where we want to go. We have a fair idea of what we want to do. Oftentimes we have the tools, sometimes without even knowing it, and that's why we need persons around us who can help us to identify these things, to see the value in us, to see the talent, to see the skill, to see the capability. But ultimately, it comes down to you and I, the individual. Ultimately, we have to be at a place where we are willing to hold passion in one hand, hold fear in the other, and leap. And I like to say this to people, when you jump, you cannot unjump. Once you make that jump, it's a question of, am I going to have a soft landing or am I going to land hard? And the work that you do before the leap and in between the leap and the landing will determine what that type of a landing is going to be, whether it's going to be soft or it's going to be hard. So are you willing to sacrifice your time? Are you willing to spend time in study? Are you willing to go out and find persons and surround yourself with a network of individuals who can get you to the place that you want, to get help to get you in that frame of mind. Because sometimes it's not so much that you need someone to help you. It's largely because we need to reframe our thinking. And when we put ourselves in environments which allow us to observe and then to emulate others, powerful, powerful things can happen. So I go back to the fundamental question which he asks, which says, are you willing? Are you willing? It's always going to be that, because we are human beings. We are individuals. We live in free country for the most part. And so ultimately, we have a high level of sovereignty over self. And so we must admit that the times when things don't go away, when we don't reach the level of achievement that we think we are capable of, we must always go back and ask ourselves, were we willing to do the things that are necessary to get there? Because many times we want to do it on the deep, on the easy, without putting out the effort. And sometimes we get lucky and we kind of skate through, but other times there is absolutely no option but to work hard, to work smart, but more importantly, to work diligently at whatsoever it is that you're seeking to secure. So are you willing? And as I ask you these questions, I'm asking myself too, am I willing? Am I willing to step out of my comfort zone? Am I willing to take the risk which have the potential to create a new reality in my own life? Am I willing to, passionately go for the things which I have desired over time, over a long time? Am I willing to hold the fear in one hand and the passion in the next, and do not focus on the fear, but focus on the passion? Because oftentimes it is the fear which holds us back. But if we plug into the passion, if we plug into our why, if we plug into our big visions, then great change will happen. We will move ourselves to a mindset where we become near, or at least think ourselves as near indestructible, where nothing seems like an impossibility. We're not saying that everything is possible. We're just thinking. We're at a place where we think in ways which says, if I decide to and keep chipping at this, eventually something good is going to happen in the direction that I desire. So the question again, are you willing? And so if you're willing to step out and do the things which are necessary to move you forward, then the next admonition would be, no matter what it takes, no matter what happened, come what may, regardless of where you're from, if you think you were born on the wrong side of the track, if you think your life is not going well, if you feel like life has beaten you down at this moment, if you feel like you're under duress, under stress, if you feel like the world is against you, no matter what, you have to get up, get out, dust yourself off, and just keep walking forward. Because you have the ability, you have the capability, you have the capacity to make changes in your life which are going to be fundamental. And this is important. It's important. Again, this is for those who it is for. Look around you. Look at your circumstances. Look at the things which you have but do not wish for. Look at the things that you do not have but wish for. And the distance between those two is what you do going forward if you have not started yet. It's really always about you. It always comes back down to you. You have to be willing to take the leap with fear in one hand and passion in the next. Let's take the second clip. And this one, Snickers is asking you or saying to you, no matter what, no matter what. Let's get the second clip.
Somewhere in life, we begin to compromise our own joy. No matter what, it's always negotiable. I think I have an interesting background in that it took me a while to find my gift. You know, for a long time I was in search. You know, I was the one that smiled on the outside, and on the inside I struggled a bit trying to find my own gift. There's some times where I went from a run toward my goal to a walk toward my goal to even a crawl toward my goal. I remember every breath. I remember when my son was 6 months old and I had to swallow my pride because I didn't have any money to feed him. And I had to go down to the county building and get on government's assistance for him. And then in my early 20s, I saw the no matter what for the first time in my life. I just stopped and said, I want to have the dream, whatever my dream is, no matter what. And all of a sudden, I plugged into what were my gifts and what I had and what was my strength versus focusing on what I didn't have and my weaknesses and all the things in the universe that were working against me. They didn't matter because I had stepped into no matter what. In no matter what, I talk about building your bounce back muscles, the muscles that will not only have you bounce back from something, but that will also support you in bouncing toward what's next. When I fully engage in no matter what way of living, because it's a decision, and I develop the bounce back muscles attached to that way of living, and I fully engage my honesty muscle, my understanding muscle, my forgiveness muscle, my determination muscle, my say yes muscle, my highest choice muscle, all of a sudden, it feels like with velocity, things began to unfold. My business began to move forward. All of a sudden, success wasn't a wish or a dream. Success was a reality. No matter what is much more than a book. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle and it's a choice. Every step, every stage, every season of your life, there's a reason to say no matter what. And so it begins with a decision. It begins with the concept, the law of no matter what. When you say that, you start the journey.
No matter what, when you decide, when you get to the place where you make a commitment to self that no matter what, you start the journey. As she indicated there, that it's sometimes when you are going to be running towards your goals, there are times when you're going to be walking, and then there are times when you just simply have to crawl. Now, what often happens if you are human, like most of us, is that in the moments when you are running, when things are going well, you're going to be ecstatic. You're going to love those moments. You're going to feel great about those moments. And then when you have to kind of reduce that cadence to a walk, reduce that momentum to a walk, you're still going to feel good, but you're going to start to feel some stress, maybe distress. And then come the other moments where you have to start to crawl. And that's when it becomes more difficult. But if you think about it in terms of moving from point A to point B, at some point in time you can run. That's good. It takes you far, far, faster. If you then have to reduce to a walk, you obviously are going at a slower pace. But if you get to the place where it becomes difficult or circumstances change, but you have to crawl, it's just simply going way slower than you would want it to be. But the good news is that you, and the recommendation would be that you don't stop, because you recognize that if you fail to crawl, you're going to put yourself in a position where you start surrendering all that you have gained when you were able to run and you were able to walk. Because those moments are coming again. The moments when you can rise up and walk again and then step forward and run again, those will happen. They always do. It's a cycle. You're not always going to be in a place where you have to crawl. But if you stop, you rob yourself of the opportunity to do so. And if you even think about it in terms of, I stop, I then develop the ability to walk, but I now have to walk farther than I needed to if I had just kept crawling bit by bit each day, taking a little bit out of the journey. It's important that we look into ourselves. Too often we get into conversations, we listen to persons having conversation, and they know all of the things that they want for a better life, know all of the things that we collectively need for a better life. And they also know all of the persons who should provide those things for them rather than they doing so themselves. This is the mindset we need to move away from, because there's absolutely nobody coming to save us. Because even in a collective, at some point in time, we are all in the same boat together. But sooner or later, the waves are going to get smaller. The wind is going to die down. And there are going to be persons who have the ability to step out of that boat long before some of us can. Some of us will have to wait until things are totally calm, until the sea is glass-like, and the boat moves up on the shore before we can step out, because you know, some of us can't swim. The fact of the matter, the only point I'm making is that at the end of the day, you cannot take comfort, or you ought not to take too much comfort from the capabilities of the collective. Even though it's useful and it has its place, at the end of the day, what exactly are you doing for you? At the end of the day, remember, the collective is going to value you based on the value that you create in yourself and your ability to demonstrate that value. Do you believe in yourself? Do you have confidence in yourself? Do you have the oomph which is going to create that level of attraction, which is going to multiply the value that you have in you? It gets personal, and there's no other way to say it. It's difficult to get around that particular circumstance. You have to be consistently working on you. And when you do that, you put yourself in a position where you definitely will experience growth. You definitely will see changes. They may not be big in the first instance, but you will see changes. Those changes then will represent the foundation on which you can build. So I'm talking to the individuals out there who have perennially struggled. Individuals who look around and can, you know, my grandfather or great-grandfather struggled, my grandmother struggled, my mother struggled, and now I am struggling. This is it's applicable to everybody. But oftentimes, those persons who move beyond the extreme discomfort of challenges of life, sometimes forget the struggle. Forget to think back on those who are currently in the struggle. But more importantly, forget to cast a look and a hand back for those who need a way to think themselves out of the struggle. And that's what we're doing here today. I personally don't have things to give you. I don't have money. I don't have physical things. But we can work together on our thought process. And as I speak to you, like I said, I'm talking to myself also. So together, we can work on firming up our mindset, on shifting the way we think, on recognizing that whatsoever circumstances we are in today, as long as we desire something else, and as long as we are willing to work on moving towards that thing that we desire, we are going to change. It may take some time. Actually, we are going to get there. So before we take our first break, I want to share with you one thing more from Lisa Nichols. And it's the idea of you have to let your light shine. And nobody can turn up your light for you, and nobody should turn it down. And you should not be turning down your light for others, to accommodate them so that they can be comfortable. But you have to put in the work. It's like an electric dynamo. You are the bulb which is shining, but it's going to be a function, and the brightness is going to be a function of the effort that you put in and sustain. So my admonition to you is to start pedaling, to start pumping, to start pushing, to start running such that you can get to the place where you're going to build up sufficient electricity to make your light shine. And as Lisa Nichols says, how to let your light shine bright. Let's hear what she has to deliver on that topic. We get in this, our third clip. No?
It's a life of hustle and survival. I remember when my ninth grade teacher asked me, Lisa, what do you want to be when you grow up? And see, I have to fight the Harlem Crip 30s every day to get home from school. So I looked at her and said, alive. I took an English class. I got a fail in English. And my English teacher said in front of the entire class, Lisa, you have to be the weakest writer I've ever met in my entire life. Don't worry, my story ends good. Don't feel sorry for me. I got 7 under my belt. And then the same year, my speech teacher said, after giving me a D minus, I knew I had an A in speech. Like, come on. He obviously didn't agree with me. He gave me a D minus and said, quote unquote, Miss Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. So here's the beauty of that story. Other people's perception of you ain't none of your business. Everything you've ever been through, set through, rose through, cried through, prayed through, everything is a setup for your next best season. And the way you forgive the perceivingly unforgivable, the way you love the perceivingly unlovable, the way you accept what seems to be unacceptable, the way you embrace after you've been betrayed, the way you do that is the way you will lead us. Your light belongs to everyone who'll be illuminated because you were bold enough and obedient enough to let your light shine. Yes, 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 yes. And they have. And they can't handle your light. You know those people that they try to give you reasons why you should tone it down a bit. That they would tell Cheryl not to sing so loud. Right, right, right. They would tell me to shut up in class. They tell you you're kind of strange. You know those people, dream snatchers, vision busters. Don't be mad at them. They can only love you to the capacity in which they're able to love themselves. Don't be mad at them. Don't be mad at them. Pray for them. Love them. Because they're dealing with themselves like we're dealing with us. But I want you to remember that your 70 watts, your 70 watts has to be turned way up. Because you got way more to give us. It ain't over yet. Don't put a period where God put a comma. And when you turn it up to 159 watts, you know, you keep turning it up. You like, you stop dimming your light. You say, today is the first day of the rest of my life. You turn it up. You're going to find people that can't handle your light. And before today, you might have dimmed your light. You might have shrunk a little bit. You might have tempered it down a little bit. But after today, I want you to see this. After today, turn the lights up. After today, you don't dim your light. As your light gets brighter, as your light gets brighter, you're going to disrupt some people. And they're going to tell you your light's too bright. Hey! Your light's too bright. Your light's too bright. Your light's too bright. Then you just look at them and say, well, I'm not dimming my light. I'm just going to hand you some shades. I'm just saying. Why don't you start carrying around an extra pair of shades?
if the light gets too bright, then hand the persons who cannot bear the light an extra pair of shades. The important message I would want you to take from that, though, is simply this. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about those who say that you can't or you won't. Focus on yourself. Lighten that light. Because once it's lit, once it gets bright, and once it's sustained, it's going to be seen. And it's going to be seen by those who want to see it, those who are happy to see it, those who love the fact that you're now shining bright, and those who are otherwise. Everyone. It's going to be seen by persons who can do something about it in terms of helping you to become better, and persons who will just look on and can do absolutely nothing, maybe then, you know, they wish to, they'll criticize. Some persons will support, some won't. Oftentimes we lament these things, and we lament the people. I notice, especially on Facebook, social media, everyone who is, you know, I'm not sure why. And every day they say, oh, I'm doing this because my haters. Now I want my haters to see that. That's not the way to do it. Not the way to focus on life. The persons who detract from you maybe are an important and fundamental part of your journey. Your job is to use whatsoever they give in a negative way and turn that into a positive to drive your progress. So as we go into our break, I want to kind of use the clips that we have used so far to reframe a message. Are you willing to, no matter what, let your light shine? Here's a question. Are you willing to, no matter what, let your light shine? You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. The other side, you can join us. Our numbers are 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. We're having this discussion, and in a way, it's a bit of a tribute to Issa Nichols. But more importantly, it's a tribute to the impression, the impact that she has left. In those two instances where I have encountered her, and certainly a celebration of her can-do spirit and what she has deposited into the consciousness of the world through some of the same things that we are playing. We just wanted to pause and to do that, because I think it's important that from time to time, after we look up, down, east, west, north, or south, the next best place, the place where we ought to be consistently looking, is within. You listen to The Essentials, don't move, come right back.
Hey, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-723-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com, or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back. As we get into the second segment of the show, we are having a discussion around some contribution from Lisa Nichols. In many ways, it's fair to dub the show a tribute to her. Certainly, she's now a part of the Bahamas. Well, has been a part of the Bahamas for a long time, but certainly now she is. And over the years, she has shared many things. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I went to this event. A lot of the ladies were there. And she was talking about, you know, how you deliver a speech, how you speak to persons. And the concept was, when you get introduced on a stage, for example, persons are going to say, you know, welcome to the stage. This is Kermit, the producer. And he has had 10 years of producing. He's produced all over the world. He's a world renowned. And that is big you. That is the you that you have become. You have now been introduced to at least those persons within that space as an individual of great repute and great success. But before you get to that place in your journey, before you get to that place in your life, there may have been some low points. There may have been some down points. There may have been, or definitely been moments that you were trodden through the valleys. And so if you envision this, if you were to be down and up, the portion on the starting point, the top part on your left-hand side, if you are a right-handed person, is going to be where the big you is. That's you. That's you in all your glory. That's you with all your achievements. But as you go down and you get right down to the valley there, that is you at your lowest point. That is you when you had the challenges. That would be you when you could not find money to pay for exam, when you could not find money to pay for rent, when you could not find money to send the children to school. That could be you when there were not resources. That could be you when the relationships weren't working. That could be you when you got fired from the job. That could be you when any number of things, including health challenges, take place in your life. And then once you move from that low point, you come up to the right-hand side of your V. Now you have a mission. That mission can rest on the foundation of what you experience in the low points in your life. It rests on that experience. It's informed by that experience. Oftentimes, persons will tell you, many persons, I don't have anything to share. I don't have anything to give. But these are the same persons who will readily tell you that I used to struggle. I've known hard times. I've been at some very low moments. And that is not the case. Now I've changed somewhat. Maybe I'm not where I want to be. And you remind them that, look, the fact that you have experienced that, it means that you have value which you can share, because there's at least one person who is going through something, not the same as you are, something similar. The whole idea is that you use your low moments, you use your low points to connect and teach from a place of connecting with individuals. Do not share with them, or you do not focus on the you at your high points, because many persons may not be there. So the question is, how can you work to help someone move from their valleys to their mountaintops? And in that lies a mission, the why, the reason you can do something. And you may say, well, you know, I'm not in that type of a business. I'm not about inspiring or motivating person. No, this is not what it is about. This is about each and every single human interaction that you have, whether it's spouse or your co-workers or your persons at your church. Each and every single human interaction may present an opportunity for you to do absolutely just that. Not just the Lisa Nichols of the world, not just the Les Browns and the individuals who you hear out there talking from these big stage have this capability or have this opportunity. You too, through every single human interaction, can do the same. So we want to take our next clip, which talks about rise above your insecurities. Rise above your insecurities, because your insecurities will weigh you down. They will operate like anchors. If you don't have the ability to jump over them, to move beyond them. So let's hear what Lisa Nichols have to say about you rising above your insecurities.
I was broke and broken. I was that kid that was always struggling with self-esteem. Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? No one looks like me, makes it anywhere. I'm chocolate, mocha skin, full lips, round hips, and kinky hair. You just don't see me on TV. You don't see me glorified. You don't see me representing beauty. You don't see me. So the world didn't give me permission to be here, but I didn't ask for it either. And sometimes you have to stop asking for permission, and it's just time to give the world notice. So I just showed up to invite you to give the world notice that you're coming. Give the world notice that you've been here. Give the world notice that you've played polite long enough. Now it's time to play full out. Give the world notice that unapologetic just showed up. Give the world notice that non-negotiable just showed up. Give the world notice that if they can't handle your light, that you're tired. You're no longer going to dim your light. If they can't handle your light, put on some shades. I'm just saying, are you willing? Because when you become that bold, when you become that audacious, when you become that unapologetic, all of a sudden you become infectious. All of a sudden, just a mere glimmer of you, when I can catch a glimpse of you, when I can get in your hemisphere, in your atmosphere, in your zip code, something happens to me because I'm in proximity. And then you become absolutely aware of the true assignment on your life. That you were here to save us. You were here to inspire us by the way you walk with assistance on uncertainty by the way you push past your religious conversation, your cultural conversation, your economic conversation, your gender conversation, by the way you show up and say, how can I serve humanity? By the way you recognize that your human spirit is unbreakable, your human spirit is unshakable, your human spirit is unstoppable, your human spirit is unavailable to the relationship that's not going right, to the finances that don't look right, your human spirit is unavailable, your human spirit is simply asking for you to give it a command. Who will we serve next? What will we do? And what mountain will we require to bow down? And when you get that and you operate with that knowing, all of a sudden you become contagious and people just want to be in your space and share your oxygen because you make them believe again. So what is your quest? It might just be to go home and be 1,000% present with your children. Your quest might be to love an unlovable sibling. Your quest might be to forgive an ex so you can truly be present with your next. Just saying, I'm just saying. I was broke and broken. And all I was committed to do was not spend the next 25 years in that brokenness. So I didn't decide my quest out of a pursuit of serving the world in a big way. I stepped into my quest becoming committed that I won't have it that way. So however you step, just step.
Are you ready to play full out? Full blast, 100%, going at it with everything you have, with all the gusto, with all the fervor, with all the strength and strain that you can muster. Are you ready to play full out? And that's an important question for you, and an important question for me, and an important question for all of us. Because very often we play, we simply don't play full out. We play with an eye on the spectators. I wonder if they're watching us. I wonder if they may think that we're just doing it too well. I wonder if they are going to be satisfied with our play, with our effort. I wonder if they like us. They like me. Oh, I know they don't like me. Oh, I know that didn't go well. Oh, I know. Are you ready to play full out? Are you ready to give it tons of energy that you can muster? After all, you're the one who decided that this is the way to go. You're the one who have this deep burning desire in you. You're the one who each time you see someone working in the space that you want to work in, or want to achieve something in, or want to do something in, you're the one who feel the tinge. You're the one who is reminded that that is my desire, but I'm not yet doing anything in that regard. So it's really about you. It's really about myself. It's really about us, the instance that we're working as collectives. So are we going to do this tepidly? Are we going to do this in a way which is pedantic? Are we going to not put our best foot forward? Are we not going to engage all of the inspiration that we can find, muster up all of the energy, and go at this full blast? Are we not? Or are we just going to sit back and figure, well, you know, if I hang around long enough, it's going to get better. If I hang around long enough, I'm going to achieve more. If I hang around long enough, things are going to grow. Things are going to change. That would be, in many instances, the biggest mistake that we can start to play full out. You're not going to be at your best. Yes, you're going to achieve something, no matter what. I read something recently that the only growth that is guaranteed is physical growth. And even that, sometimes we don't fully achieve. Some of us have the potential to be six-footers, but we just didn't get there because maybe of nutritional deficits. So there's always an input. There's always a nurturing. There's always something which is needed, which is required, which is a must have. And for us, and our desire to be, to become, to do, to have is really our commitment to action, our willingness to do the things which are going to lead to the results. No amount of dreaming, no amount of talking, no amount of planning, no amount of writing get anything done, even though those things are very important in that direction in terms of your strategizing. But none of those get anything done until you actually step out and do it. The question is, yes, I'm going to, but how? Well, if you now decide to step out and you decide, well, you know, I'm going to go at snail's pace when I have the ability to run fast like a cheetah, you're not going to achieve much. You're not going to achieve as much as you can, as much as you should. You have to. Won't happen every single day. Or put another way, you won't be able to go at the same speed every single day. What you can do, though, is to go as fast as you can and as hard as you can in every single moment. That's just the only way to do it. And you may say, well, I tried. Well, if you're trying and you're trying very hard and the results are not what you're looking for, you now need to step back and figure, well, there's something missing. There's some value missing. There's some things I need to learn. There's some things I need to know. As Lisa Nichols says, when you get to that place of that knowing, when you play full out, when you become unapologetic, when you move around with a level of audaciousness, confidence, when you start to embrace your own competence, when you start to ensure that your light shines and not shine only for you, now that you have cranked it up, but in such a way that other persons can see their own path, can use you as an inspiration, can use you as a tool, can use you as an enabler, then great things start to happen. You have to bear that in mind. At all times, you have to bear, going to make this work. If you're going to make it work to the maximum, then certainly, most certainly, the decision and the commitment play full out in the first instance is going to be very, very beneficial. But how do you do this? How do you do this when you have become used to not being so, not being that frame of mind, not being in that mindset, not doing these things consistently? Well, according to Lisa Nichols, you have to rescue yourself. You must be committed to rescuing yourself, to die to the old ways of being and to be reincarnated with a sense of, yes, I can, I have the ability to, and I will. So let's take this, will be our fifth clip as Lisa Nichols speak to us on the whole idea of you rescuing you, I rescuing myself, all of us working individually, because nobody can rescue you. I always say this, no matter what you think or what you try and what you may be looking for, there's no one ultimate to rescue you other than you. Let's hear this.
I was at rock bottom. I was broke and I was broken. I got fired from 5 different jobs.
Yeah.
And then I got pregnant with my son unexpectedly. And then at 8 months, my son's father went to prison. And when my son was 8 months old, I went to the ATM to get $20 out the bank because I didn't have any Pampers for him. And in order to get $20 out, you got to have $20 in. I had $11.42. And I still can't tell the story without getting emotional because it's my story. For 2 days, I had to wrap my son in a towel. But something happened, Steve, in those 2 days. My son laying on his back at 8 months, I have a towel over him, and I have my hand on his stomach saying, "Don't you worry, Jelani. Mommy will never be this broke again." And I made a decision. I was bankrupt. And every stinking thinking I had, I was bankrupt and trying to protect my pride. I was bankrupt and trying to be all that in a bag of chips and a bowl of grits, falsified. I was bankrupt and trying to not ask anyone for help. I was bankrupt in everything that was holding me and keeping me where I was. I've always talked a good game, but I wasn't doing anything with my gift. And all that thing about potential, I was tired of having potential. I wanted to have my now. And I looked at that baby at 8 months, and I said, I want to transform your life. Because you didn't ask to come into this chaos. As an African-American male child in South Central Los Angeles, with a single 66% chance of going to prison himself, not on my watch. Not on my watch. So if I have to be willing to drastically transform myself so that I can become the woman that I know I can be.
Right.
And that's what I began to do. I was radical. See, my grandmother said that conviction and comfort don't live in the same block. If you're going to be convicted about something, you might have to go through some discomfort. But if you want to stay comfortable, why don't you just relax where you are, because that's where you're going to stay.
Right.
And so are you willing to reinvent who you are? Are you willing to kill away the procrastination? Are you willing to kill away the excuses, the blame game? I never let people call me a single mom by my title. I'm Lisa Nichols, who happens to be a single mother. Don't define me by my circumstances. Define me by my intention. At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant? Can I be okay and still be accepted? I just stopped asking permission and just gave notice unapologetically, not in a braggadocious way, not in a way that shrunk anyone else, in a way that said, I only got one life, and I'm gonna ride this one till the wheels fall off. And that was the beginning of me rescuing myself. I realized that I am my rescue. No one else is my rescue. I am my rescue.
I am my rescue. No one else is my rescue. I must rescue myself. It's an important position to take. It's not always easy. And there are persons out there, obviously, who have the capability to do that more than others. And when you find yourself in the position when where you are better able to do so, you always must be. This is the way I think about life. You always must be thinking, how can I help someone? Even if it's with a very small thing. Always look around for someone, a kind word, some advice. Share your experience. Do something which is going to add value to that other person's life. The larger point I'm making is that your growth, your development, your breakthroughs, your rescuing of self is not simply for you. Or should not simply be for you. It's about what you can give to the rest of humanity. You may not build up a body of work, a body of public work, like, say, a Lisa Nichols, you know, or a Tony Robbins, which persons can go to or miles and be inspired. But in each and every single moment that you come in contact with another human being, you have the ability to do so. We talk on this show about take five. Take five. 5 minutes. 5 minutes can make a hell of a difference in someone's life. You can deliver a really sound and fundamental speech in 5 minutes. You can deliver advice and inspiration and encouragement in 5 minutes, which is going to change a person's life for the rest of their lives in very, very important ways. So never ever think that, you know, it's about those other persons. It's about individuals who have great things and great knowledge and great reading. You, no matter where you are, no matter how your circumstances are, you come in contact with someone who needs you in that moment. Be willing to step out and share your light. Because until you're dead, there's always a light. It may be dim. It may certainly not. It could be. But you always have a light. You have to let that shine. You have to let it shine such that others will benefit. Let's take one more before we go to a break. And the point she's making here is, you know, that you've rescued yourself. Don't ask for permission. We heard bits and pieces of that mentioned earlier, but don't ask for permission. don't ask for permission. Sometimes it's best to just go do the thing and then turn around and apologize. But you don't want to be asking for permission to be your best self. You have a right, an inalienable right given to you by God. Be your absolute best self. So just go out and do it. Be the best you that you can be. Let's hear what Lisa Nichols have to say about that.
Like, I was hungry. People often want to call me the exception. Like, oh my God, you're the exception. No, I'm not the exception. I'm an average, ordinary woman who chose every day to make one more extraordinary decision. I just was crazy enough to believe that. That it doesn't matter the color of my skin, doesn't matter my religious background, doesn't matter my origin, it doesn't matter my mom's bank account and my dad's bank account when I was there. That's just the circumstance that I came from. That's not what defines my future. I just believe that. Not a lot validated it, but faith is believing in the unseen anyway. So I had enough faith to go, I know like I know like I know like I know. I don't necessarily have to see it yet. Let me tell you, in order to have something different, you are going to have to do something different. In order to have something more, you have to do something you haven't done yet. I had to say the things I didn't want to say, do the things I didn't feel like doing to have the life I know I wanted. Period. Period. And all I did was give instructions for here, do this bite size, do this bite size, do this bite size. Bite size, digestible, palatable pieces of what you can do. And when you look up and you don't have to have a magnificent change over 12 months, have a small change over 30 days, and then a small change over 30 days, your breakthrough will come in needlepoint moves. And you'll look up in 5 years and not recognize your life. Refusing to listen to the negative chatter in my own head, refusing to listen to other people's perception of me, creating something from absolutely nothing. So I got, you know, there's the books, there's the TV, there's the all that stuff. But my biggest accomplishment is being willing to give myself 1,000 second chances. And every time I got to 999, I pressed reset.
Yeah.
I didn't ask permission. I gave notice. Yeah. At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant? Can I be okay and still be accepted? I just stopped asking permission and just gave notice unapologetically, not in a braggadocious way, not in a way that shrunk anyone else, in a way that said, I only got one life, and I'm going to ride this one till the wheels fall off. And then all the other stuff came.
Wow.
As a result of a decision I made.
Right, but it was a decision.
It was a decision, but it was, and it didn't come from, you know, a motivational experience. It didn't come from an inspiring teacher. It came from hitting rock bottom.
It came from hitting rock bottom. So if you have recently, or in a not too long while ago, or you feel like you're on your way to hitting rock bottom. Yes, it's going to be terrifying. Yes, it's going to be dreadful. Yes, it's going to be painful. But the good news to take away from that is that there's a lot of learning which can happen from that place. I think as Les Brown says, if you fall and you fall on your back, it's a good place to be because you can look up as to where you want to get up and go to next. So if you're at rock bottom in this moment, through whatsoever circumstance, you don't have to be in the totality of your life. You may be at rock bottom with your finances and everything else is cool. You may be at rock bottom in your relationship. You may be at rock bottom at work. You may be a discussion taking place on social media and radio and you just feel like pulling out your ear. You may be at rock bottom for any reason. If you are there, then the question for you is, what are you learning? What are you going to glean from the moment? What are you going to take from the circumstance and use that as a learning to create the knowing to help you to strategize to move forward? What exactly will you take from it? Or are you just going to be one of those individuals who fall, get hurt, and get prepared for the next fall? No bounce back, no grow back, no change. I'm sure that's not you. I'm sure in you, you have the ability and the capacity to bounce back. But the bounce back is not automatic. It demands, it requires a decision. And one of the reasons we're doing this show, I am doing this show this evening, is to reach to people, to say to you, that, yes, I recognize, we all recognize that the circumstances in the Bahamas and the world today is not ideal, is not as good as they were 3 years ago. They never were ideal, but certainly they're much worse than they were. But despite that, despite those circumstances, there's still opportunity to grow. There's still things that you can do to get yourself ready. All going to remain like this. There's going to be a moment when things are booming and thriving. The question is, will you be ready? Will you be prepared to participate? The difference between a yes and a no is what you do, what you commit to do in this moment. You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. We're going to take ourselves our last break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up with Lisa Nichols. We're going to glean from her all the inspiration that we can. And hopefully we'll get through all that we have selected for you this season. Don't move. Come right back.
Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions delivered.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com, or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
And welcome back to The Essentials, The Reset. We've been having this discussion of sort. Certainly, even though it's via clips from YouTube, we have introduced Lisa Nichols into the conversation. And she's been sharing. And she's helping us to be inspired to understand that through her own story, her own life story, or at least we hear in bits and pieces thereof. But we're using those as building blocks, as stepping stone to see different, to look farther, to gain a greater appreciation. We have about 10 minutes or so to go, but let's get quickly through the rest of these. So we said that you don't have to ask for permission. And the question is, how can you change your life after you have a near-death experience, full-death experience? Let's get this one quickly. That is going to take up a bit of our time, and then maybe we'll skip to the last one, Mr. Producer.
Hi there, and welcome back to The Lisa Nichols Show. Here we have candid conversations about the real deal. We have candid conversations about life, how to navigate it, how to choose, how to unchoose, how to fly, how to soar, and how to get back up. So many things have changed over the last 2 years. So many unexpected.
I knew that there was a chance that I would die.
I'd never been that close to death's door. But what I was surprised about, pleasantly surprised about, was that I had peace of mind. There is no rehearsal for your life. See, I was on a double-decker plane coming back from London. And all of a sudden, lights go black. Nothing is lit. Then all of a sudden, the stewardess and stewards are running around, grabbing everything off the top of the shelves. What is going on? What is going on? What is going on? I hear frantic in the voices of the people who are supposed to keep us safe. I begin to smell something burning. Something's... this plane is on fire. And then for the next 40 minutes, it was dead silence. The stewards and stewardess didn't tell us anything. They didn't have any answers. And for 40 minutes, all I thought about is, are we about to drop out of the sky? I had no control. It was dark. It was quiet. I could smell fire. It was scary. And all I could do was sit and think about, did I do what I was supposed to do? Did I play full out? Did I love the way I wanted to be loved? Did I forgive? Did I use my voice? Did I make a difference on this planet? If I'm gonna die up here, am I gonna die with the peace of mind that I showed up while I was living? I pulled my phone out and I shot a goodbye video, because I wanted my son to see it. I said in the video, you might mourn me, but don't feel sorry for me. I played full out. Are you playing full out? If there was a threat and our lives were going to end, we only had 4 days to live, no longer, would you spend the 4 days wondering what could you have done? What should you have done? Or would you spend the 4 days complete in your journey? I played, being able to say, I played full out. I ran, I leaped, mission to soar. And when I fell, I got back up again. It's not about staying airborne. It's about running and leaping again and again and again and again. I look at my life today, and it's barely recognizable. I'm a long way away from that woman, emotionally and physically broken, financially broken. I'm a long way away from that woman wondering, does anyone see me? How can I ever love these full lips, this mocha skin, round hips, and kinky hair? Will anyone ever love this? Is it beautiful? Will they see it? I'm a long way away from her. A long way, but I will never forget her. But it started with me believing, taking one step to become the woman that I am today, started with one step toward playing full out.
If you are in a circumstance where you have a very short time to live, you know this. You don't have a lot of time. What is it that you're going to do with the rest of that time? Whether it's 4 days, 2 weeks, 2 years, what exactly are you going to do with that time? Lisa Nichols is saying, play full out. Go 100%. Give it all you can. And I'm endorsing and aligning myself to that thing. You have to give it everything. Cry, scream, complain, scratch, bite, whatsoever you need to do. Do it with gusto. Do it with determination. Do it with commitment. But most importantly, ensure it gets done. Because there's absolutely, absolutely no value playing on the safe side of being fearless. You have to go for it. So let's take this, the final clip, Mr. Producer, as he admonishes us. He admonishes us to never quit. Always work in the direction that Winners never quit, quitters never win. The final one.
I love swimming. I swam for the Los Angeles Swim Stadium, which is where the 1984 Olympics were. So I can say I swam in the Olympics pool and I got it ready for all the Olympians. But I would come in last every single time. When you come in last, people treat you like you didn't try and give your all. There is no good job. There's good job for second, there's good job for third, there's good job for fourth. There is nothing for last but an honorable mention. I would come in last giving 150% of what I had. That was everything I had. And I was tired of coming in last. Decided I'm gonna go to the safest place on the planet, which is my grandma's house. And I'm gonna lay it out to my grandma, I'm quitting. Because then my grandmother can be on my side. When my parents are fussing at me, you know, for quitting, my grandmother can go, leave that baby alone. When I went to my grandma and I said, I'm tired, and I give this long speech because I think I've always been a speaker. I'm ready to quit because no one says good job. No one says thank you for being on the team. Thank you for showing up. No one treats me like I trained every day like the other athletes. I'm just tired. I'm done. And so I got surprised because my grandmother said, sweetheart, sit down. And I was like, well, I gotta sit down to quit. She said, you're young and you might not know this. She said, but you come from a long, long line of winners. And quitters never win. And winners never quit. And she commences to tell me how my ancestors were brought over from Africa. And many people died on the slave ship. But my ancestors didn't. And they didn't because quitters never win. And winners never quit. And then she said, and your ancestors also picked cotton for 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And many people died of a sunstroke because quitters never win and winners never quit. She said, and your grandparents, we made do without cars and without amenities and without television and without stoves. We cooked our dinners in the fireplace. And she pointed to her fireplace and I'm like, what? She goes, we did that. We didn't stop because quitters never win. And winners never quit. She said, so sweetheart, I know you might have thought that you had the option of quitting. Like, what? She said, but that's not in your blood, Lisa.
That's not in your blood. Maybe you can trace your lineage all the way back as she did through her grandmother, but I can say to you very safely, it's not in your DNA. It's not there. You may have some belief, you may have some thinking that this is not who you are. But if nothing else, the final thing I want to say to you, like all of us, we have the capability of being better, being greater, of being way more than we are in any moment, especially if where we are is nowhere close to being our best selves. So this evening, we will end by saying, asking you the question, are you willing, no matter what, to make your light shine? Are you willing to rescue yourself, to rise above your insecurity, to not ask for permission, to make a decision right now that you will never, ever, no matter what, quit? Because quitters never win and winners never quit. We always like to end by saying, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to change. You have been listening to The Essentials. Walk good, be good, one love, and Ubuntu. Good night.